be fair, we could probably start racing in January or February, but it wouldn't be the ideal time. We're literally going to get the sand delivered next week. Great groundsman Canis Crossan will be there, and he believes it would take 7-8 weeks to get the track absolutely perfect, which would put us in mid-January, and we think early March is the perfect time. And that gives us that bedding in period. The betting product's going to be very crucial at this stage. We're only having we've got a fantastic partner in the UK, Tote, and we're only retaining 10% of the pools for ourselves and giving 90% back to the punters. So literally every three times more people will be walking out of Lifford every night showing a profit than there are other tracks, and we believe that this will make the big difference, the fact that ground racing punters get such a good deal at this new venue. You know, ground racing has been abused as a betting product for so long, and the ground punter, well, other sports like football, punters can bet to 3% and 4% and get great value. And if you get 12 people going from the bank, if you get 12 girls going from the bank on a Saturday night with the dogs and they're having £2 or £3 a race, and at the end of the night only one or two of the girls are showing a profit, they're not going to come back. But Lifford's going to change all that. It's going to be amazing. The atmosphere, the whole atmosphere, it is genuinely, everyone in ground racing knows it's the best track left in Britain or Ireland. And bearing in mind there was £16 million spent on a stand there only 7 years ago, the potential, the upside and the potential is fantastic.